I'm Arabella Nightwind coming up behind you, quiet as a mouse. Some say I be the fiercest sword fighter to ever set foot aboard the Queen Anne's Revenge, man or woman. I, the great Blackbeard, be the captain, so I'll let him claim the crown. But mark me words, no souls dared challenge me, Blade, for second best. Today, we cast our spyglass upon a warrior of equal legend, Miyamoto Musashi. A master of the sword, a rogue philosopher, and a man whose life holds lessons for every fighter, merchant, and wanderer. Whether you be swinging steel or sealing deals, there's treasure to be found in Musashi's tale. So strike the bell and hoist the Jolly Roger. 'Tis time to hear from the most notorious pirate to ever sail the ocean's blue, Blackbeard himself.
Ahoy, and welcome aboard the Pirate's Code, the Blackbeard World Podcast. In one of me past episodes, I cast me deadlights upon the ancient scrolls known as the Book of Five Rings, penned by none other than the legendary blade dancer of the 15th century, Miyamoto Musashi. But today, I'm taking it a league further. I aim to shed light on the man behind the steel, to show the modern world why his legend still cuts deep. Then, we'll chart a course showing how a savvy merchant of today might hoist Musashi's wisdom as a sail for business success. Arr, a man of war with no match in his time, undefeated in 62 duels to the death. Aye, that kind of record ain't won by sheer luck or fair winds, me hearties. No, 'tis the fruit of daily discipline, relentless learning, and the constant sharpening of one's edge, both sword and spirit. Now, this fearsome warrior's true name was Shinmen Musashi, no Kami Fujiwara, no Genshin. Born in a small village by the name of Miyamoto in the year 1584. The name Musashi comes from a region southwest of what ye landlubbers now call Tokyo. So when he took quill to parchment and scribed his famed Gorin no Sho, or the Book of Five Rings, he signed it as Miyamoto Musashi, a name now etched in steel and legend. Musashi came squalling into this world while the mighty Toyotomi Hideyoshi stood at the helm of Japan's government. When Hideyoshi passed in 1598, another titan, Tokugawa Ieyasu, rose to power, claiming the title of shogun in 1603. Though he crossed to Davy Jones in 1616, his kin kept the title in the family and the shogunate became a near hereditary throne for the Tokugawas. But in this age or order, the great provincial armies that once gave bread to the samurai were broken up like ships on a reef. Though the samurai still bore their titles, they had no coin to match. Musashi, proud and free, became a ronin, a masterless sword for hire, keeping the old ways alive by dedicating his life to the art of war. Now, 'twas also in these turbulent tides that the Yagyu school rose like a shadowy kraken from the deep, evolving into the secret blades of the Tokugawa bureaucracy. The Yagyu clan, known far and wide for their ghost-like stealth and blade work sharp enough to carve the moon, no longer marshal armies nor command battlefields, but their legacy. Aye, it still echoes in the alleys and dojos of modern Nippon, not through force, but through martial arts, deep-rooted philosophy, and a culture steeped in silent strength. From Musashi's scrolls, this old sea dog learned far more than how to cleave a man in two. I grasp the heart of what it means to be a true warrior. I now lend an ear, for here be the pearls of wisdom Musashi cast before those willing to listen. His mastery of the Niten Ichiryu, the Way of Two Swords, stirred me soul like a hurricane. Inspired by his ghostly dance of dual blades, I took to training with a cutlass in each hand, seeking to overwhelm me foes in a symphony of steel like thunder on the mainmast. Musashi taught that clutching a single sword in both hands leaves ye stiff, slow to swing to port or starboard. A poor choice if ye be fighting from horseback or fleet-footed in battle. True, it's no easy feat to cut a man down with but one hand, yet with training and grit, both hands can strike like lightning from separate skies. Two blades, he said. Be best in close quarters or when you find yourself among a pack of enemies. But when facing a duel with another blade master, a single sword be your true match. Sharp, focused, and true, like the shifting winds that steer a ship's fate. Musashi preached the power of adaptation. I took that lesson to heart, learning to alter me attacks and footwork like a ship tacking into a storm. He spoke of striking the corners. If a clean kill be out of reach, then weaken the beast. Slash his wrists, hobble his legs, or wound his sword hand. Cripple the limbs, and the heart will follow. Aye, small cuts can bleed a giant dry. But the deepest treasure Musashi left be the notion of the void, the empty space where an enemy drops his guard or fumbles his timing. This, mates, be where death hides. I trained myself to see that space, to strike when an opening yawns, like a breach in the hull. If your enemy falters, do not let him recover. Press the advantage, cut him down swift, and leave no chance for second strikes. In battle, hesitation be as deadly as a mutiny at sea. Musashi believed the art of war weren't just for the battlefield, it'd be a way of life, woven into the very rigging of one's daily doings. I took that creed deep into me bones, letting the discipline I forged at the edge of a blade shape every part of me pirate ways. He taught, when ye learn the way of strategy, there be nothing in this world ye can't understand. Aye, and by thunder, he were right. Master one thing, and the rest of the world starts to show its secrets. The element of surprise. Now that be a tactic Musashi wielded like a flash of lightning in a squall. He taught to strike like a tempest from a calm sky. I made that creed me own, masking me intentions, moving slow and sluggish like a ship caught in doldrums, then striking with fury afore me enemy could blink. Unpredictability became me best mate. Musashi also knew the tides of combat, like a helmsman knows the sea. Time and distance, the rhythm of battle. He showed how to sway with it, like a dancer with death. When the enemy came swinging, I'd feint away, making him believe I were backing off, then surge forward like a cannonball the moment he let down his guard. Aye, strike when he relaxes, and victory be yours. And in the heat of steel and screams, Musashi preached the power of keeping a calm mind. Rage, fear, panic, these be sirens that drag a warrior to Davy Jones. Instead, I trained myself to stay steady, to strike with the cold clarity of a northern gale. Train hard, he said, so in battle, your blade moves natural, as if guided by the gods. Focus, lad! Focus like a hawk staring down a hare! That were another cornerstone of the master's way. Whether I faced a lone blade on the sand or a dozen enemy galleons on the horizon, I fixed me gaze on the task before me. Mind sharp, heart steady, never letting me thoughts drift like an unmoored raft. Each skirmish, each scrape, each scar, Musashi taught that these be steps on the thousand-mile road. One step at a time, ye sharpen yourself. Every battle, win or lose, be a lesson if ye the wit to see it. And above all, 'twas his mind, the strategist's mind, that charted me new courses. I learned to think like a tactician, planning 2-3 moves ahead. Like a game of deadly chess played on a stormy deck. I set traps, read intentions, and moved with purpose. Aye, picture it, an army of samurai rising from the mist, their blades gleaming, their silence thundering louder than cannon fire. 'Tis every bit as fearsome as seeing the Queen Anne's Revenge bearing down on ye from starboard. Broadside ready! 20 guns belching fire and smoke like a dragon waking from slumber! Musashi's teachings didn't just hone me blades, they forged me, very soul, as a pirate captain. Aye, he taught me not just how to cut, but when, where, and why. May his ghost guide all who seek mastery, whether they be dueling on the dojo floor, battling on the high seas, or sparring at their local homeowners association, meeting over fence regulations. Arr, some fights be bloodless, but still brutal. Now, ye may ask, how might a sharp-minded business swab apply Musashi's wisdom in these modern days of machines and merchant trades? Avast, I say, listen close. Ahoy, ye cunning soul. Musashi's wisdom be not just for warriors with steel, but for captains of commerce in this age of circuit boards and code. Whether ye helm a fleet of merchant ships, or run a small outfit with naught but a laptop and a dream, the way of strategy still holds true. 1. Adopt the mindset of constant learning and adaptation, Shugyo. Musashi walked the endless path of mastery, studying every art under the stars, from swordplay to ink painting, carpentry to calligraphy. He believed ye must learn everything, then cast it off to discover your own truth. In today's world, especially with AI roaming like a digital kraken, ye must keep learning or be left behind. Don't anchor yourself to old ways or rusting tools. Study the tides of change, learn new tech, chart new courses, and don't fear to pivot when the wind changes. Musashi knew that painting a fine wave could teach a man to fight with more grace. Likewise, mastering diverse skills will give you an edge in business battles, where adaptability be king. 2. Rely on strategy, not tricks. Hey-ho! To Musashi, flash and flare be but smoke. Aye, what mattered was depth, discipline, and a well-honed plan. So too in business. Don't chase shiny trends or empty shortcuts. Many a sailor's been lost chasing fool's gold. Instead, build your foundation strong. Know your goals as clear as the North Star, and let AI be a tool, not a crutch. Use it to bolster a sound strategy, not to replace your own thinking. Tricks may win you a skirmish, but strategy wins ye the war. 3. Embrace the void coup. Musashi spoke of the void not as naught, but emptiness, but as a sacred calm, a place where true clarity be born. In this age, where AI spits data faster than a powder monkey reloads a swivel gun, the savvy captain must not drown in numbers. Nay, sometimes ye must cast aside the charts and listen to the compass within. Too much noise, and ye lose the signal. When the sea of information grows rough and murky, still your mind, like a lone swordsman facing a shadowed foe. Let instinct be your wind, and silence be your sail. 4. Be relentless in refinement, Kaizen. Though the word Kaizen be coined after Musashi sailed into legend, the spirit of it beats strong in his heart. He never rested, always sharpening his sword, his mind, his very breath. In business, and especially in the realm of AI, the job ain't never done. Nay, what worked yesterday might sink today. Be forever tuning, tweaking, adjusting your sails for better speed. Whether you be using AI for speaking with customers, conjuring ads, or diving into treasure troves of data, you must refine like a blacksmith at his forge. 5. Know the way broadly and deeply, Dokodo, the way of walking alone. Musashi walked alone, aye, but never in ignorance. He studied many weapons, many arts. So should ye. If ye be running a business in the AI age, don't just stick to your own trade like a barnacle to the hull. Learn the tech. Study the tides of other trades. know the ways of the mapmakers, the deckhands, and the helmsmen alike. The best captains know the stars, the sea, and the souls aboard their ship. Seek knowledge outside your cabin, for a wide mind sees far. 6. Strike fast, strike true. Ken no sen. Musashi struck like lightning, fast, sure, and without hesitation. He taught to seize initiative, to be the first and last in a fight. So it be with business in the age of machines. When ye spy a good wind, take it. Don't dawdle at the helm while another crew snatches your prize. AI gives ye speed. Aye, but it be no use if you're too slow to use it. Strike first and strike with confidence, but also know when to drop sail and change tack if the tide turns foul. There be no shame in retreating from a bad course so long as ye live to sail again. So there ye have it, me hearties, Musashi's ancient wisdom, charted and applied to the wild, ever-shifting seas of the modern world. Whether ye be a merchant, a maker, or a master of machines, remember, strategy, adaptiveness, and a calm mind be your strongest allies amidst the stormy tides of AI and beyond. As old Musashi would say, sharpen your sword and sharpen your mind, for both be weapons against failure, and both demand constant tempering in the fires of challenge. If ye've enjoyed sailing with me through this tale, hoist anchor and set a course for Blackbeard.world, where more episodes of the Blackbeard World podcast await ye, brimming with tales, truths, and treasures ye won't find in any landlubber's library. And if ye've got a question rattling in your skull, or seek sage advice from the briniest pirate to ever haunt the waves, download the Blackbeard World app, now free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. I'll be waiting there, ready to lend ye an ear and a growl. Until next time, keep your powder dry, your blade sharp, and your mind sharper still. Fair winds and following seas to ye brave souls. Oh, and remember, mates, the purpose of Blackbeard World be not just tales and tactics, but to guide ye fine citizens of the world toward better health, greater wealth, and a life of true happiness. Every podcast, every tale, every sword-swinging lesson be meant to help ye chart a course toward a life more bold, balanced, and brimming with purpose. If ever ye find yourself in rough waters or faced with a choice harder than a barnacle-covered biscuit, climb aboard the free Blackbeard World app and ask me directly. I be waiting on deck, ready to help ye set your compass right. Now go forth with courage, me hearties. Live smart, sail bold, and never stop seeking treasure both in the world and within yourselves. What in thunder be all that racket?
I will have to shout to be heard over the ruckus. Sorry, love. While ye were out fishing for wisdom, I mounted a wireless speaker to the mainmast so the crew could hear your podcast. They went wild for it. They're clapping louder than cannon fire in a tavern brawl.